your tummy tells you it's time to feed your face. Don't waste precious time driving all over the place. Meryl Shimmer's here to tell you where to go. He's the man who turned Feed Your Face into a radio show.
It's Shimla here on Feed Your Face. We're going to talk about the best of Los Angeles, and there's a lot of best out there.
So grab your Zagat guide and get ready to eat. Meryl's going to tell you where the food is sweet. Tell him about Crepe Suzette, Couscous, Mushu Pong. It's time to feed your face right now, LA. You can even do it the Orange County way.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And joining us, the guy that knows more about food than anybody listening right now.
Where'd you get that jingle from? I've never heard that theme before.
You never heard that theme song?
No, I never play that theme.
Meryl Shindler, everybody.
Yeah, I don't, I got my own theme. I don't play that thing.
I found that one from like 5 years ago.
It's weird. Hey, you know.
All right, so the Lakers lost. Oh, you hate the
ugly.
Lakers.
It was, we got no loyalty.
I know.
You know, in other cities, like the Cubs lose.
Right.
You know, it's like you love them. You're loyal.
Yes.
They, you'll come. Here, they win. We love them. They lose. They suck.
Yeah, it's over.
It's Hollywood.
You know, the Los Angeles Lakers were up by 21 points in the second half. And I thought they would be in trouble after the first half. And here's why. They make a three-pointer at the buzzer. They're up by, 18 points at half. And they go into the locker room high-fiving each other and hugging each other like the game's over. And I'm like, oh, you can't do that in the NBA Finals, man.
Yeah,
so
and
now the
Celtics
Lakers lose.
Celtics went into the locker room figuring out how to do it.
Yeah, and they came back and kicked the Lakers' ass. So Lakers up by 21 or 22 or 23, I don't know.
And they're not coming back.
I don't know. It's going to be tough to beat them three straight now.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. All right, Meryl Shindler is with us. And if you got a question about that food out there, man, and you're going to a Father's Day somewhere, perhaps you don't have any plans yet, you want to take Dad somewhere special, whatever area you live in, from Santa Barbara to San Diego, Meryl Shindler will have the answer for you here. Here are the phone numbers.
Go ahead.
520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
Let's say flat out, Father's Day sucks.
I don't like Father's Day.
I liked it
before when I celebrated my dad for Father's Day. But now that I'm a father, I don't like it.
Yeah. It's like Mother's Day is bad because we're always wrong. Valentine's Day is bad because we're even wronger. But Father's Day, everyone gets to be wrong on our asses.
Right.
It just really bugs me.
Yeah, I don't like Father's Day either.
It's like, you know, I mean, my wife asked me what I wanted, and I said, I want a ladder. And she said, what do you really want?
With?
You know, we got all these, like, stupid broken ladders around the house. And they're too small, or they're, like, these big extension ladders. They're worthless.
Or there's a maximum weight on them.
Yeah, thanks a lot, bud.
Well, I'm just saying, man.
But they don't work. And I want, you know, there's these fancy ladders that are, like, they're, like, shaped like a letter M.
Right.
And you can make them, like, in different sizes.
Yeah, 15
and
different sizes.
They're great.
The
Werner
giant
makes
ladder,
them. I love
right.
them. I saw a guy use them. I said, that's the best ladder I've ever seen. I said, I want one of those ladders. My wife says, she keeps sending me emails saying, okay, that's very funny. What do you really want? And it's like, short of like a weekend with Pamela Anderson, you know, at the Rio, I want a ladder.
Right.
That way I won't like die trying to change a light bulb.
There you go.
And they don't believe I want a ladder. So I'm going to wind up getting like a nose hair clipper or something like that.
I'll get you a ladder.
You know what a lot of people are going to get? They're gonna, you know, those animals that, like, you press the button, and they sing a song, and they dance.
The
fish.
Yeah, the fish or the duck.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, guys get those a lot.
Yeah.
We don't get ties anymore.
I know. Someone's going to get a tie. On Sunday, some a-hole kid is going to get their dad a tie. That's going to happen. It's going to happen to guys listening right now.
My wife gave me for Valentine's Day, she gave me underwear with hearts on them.
Wow.
Like, where am I going
right?
to wear the underwear with the hearts on them?
Wear it to the station.
I'm going to wear them to the gym. I take off my pants. I got underwear with hearts on them.
Yeah.
All I need that's as bad as wearing a banana hammock, you know? It's with the little thing in the back.
Yeah, well, someone can say to you, is that a heart on your underwear, or are you just happy to see me?
Hey,
All right.
But are there restaurants that do Father's Day.
Are there still restaurants that do Father's Day?
They don't do anything much special. They do, right. You know, you go out for a steak.
Right.
It's guy stuff.
Yeah, so like
they don't give you a flower. They don't kiss your hand. Right. Thank goodness.
Monty's is going to be packed.
Fleming's, Ruth Chris.
Right.
But mostly, what are you doing for Father's Day?
Nothing. I asked my wife this year, I said, please, nothing. Don't even mention it. If my daughter wants to give me a card, I'll open the card. But please, let's not, and you know what I can't stand is, women have, they have Valentine's Day, they have the anniversary, yeah. They've got their birthday, they have Mother's Day, they have Christmas, New Year's. They got like five or six holidays a year. Fathers have one, and they dump in the grads with us, dads and grads. And all these commercials for Father's Day, the guy seems like a total a-hole, right? And,
he's clueless.
Yeah, he's always clueless.
He's staring at the Johnsonville brats going, I wish I had my brats, man. I wish chicken. All I've been doing is eating chicken. And the wife, I love that commercial.
She's always the smart one.
She comes up and, here, dear. He says, oh, I needed this. I know, honey. And you go, why did you marry this walking geek?
I know. Men are the only guys who can take shots at it anymore. All right, so let's talk about food. Now, I think in the San Fernando Valley, I live out in that valley, man, I think that Brent's is the best deli in the valley.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's the best deli in the city.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And the French Dip out there, it's on, what is it on? What street is it on out there?
Is it Parthenia?
Parthenia, yeah, I think it is. Between Corbin and Tampa. But the French dip sandwich, the roast beef sandwich, is the best for my roast beef French dip dollar in Los Angeles.
Now, you did not grow up in a world of the corned beef and the pastrami.
The
chicken liver. Would you ever get like a chicken liver sandwich?
Yeah, we used to go to Mort's all the time out there in Reseda. And Mort's is a great deli, too. But there's something about Brent's. Brent's is always packed as well. And the food, I've never had a bad experience at Brent's.
A Sunday morning at Brent's is an experience, because by like 10:30, 11 o'clock, you're not even getting through the door. I mean, that place is just jam-packed, and the turnover's fast. I mean, people go in, they eat fast, but what's interesting is I've gone up there on a Mother's Day, and the owner said, hi, good to see you, let me show you something. Takes me in the back, and it is piled up as high as the eye can see, as far as the eye can see, with takeout plates that they're doing far more takeout.
Is that right?
Yeah, far more catering than they are serving food in the restaurant. Yeah. They're making a fortune on takeout
because
people are taking the stuff home.
Yeah.
And they got the trucks that are running around delivering the stuff. I live on the west side. It's cheaper to get it from Brent's and have them run it over from there than to get the stuff on the west side because you pay more.
Right.
And the quality's better.
Yeah.
My wife already has the
list.
Will
they deliver it to you?
On the west side, sure.
Wow.
They're always doing orders there. My wife already has a list for me. When I shuffle off this mortal coil, when I go to sing with the choir eternal, when people get together to talk about what a jerk I was, they're going to eat Brent's Deli.
Oh, that's cool.
And she knows it's got to include chopped liver. Yeah, you're on the list. It's got to include chopped liver and got to include some tongue because I like tongue. I say, I don't care if people eat the stuff.
Right.
I just want it to be there. And I said, and no turkey. I don't like turkey.
But isn't it going to be strange that at your funeral, we'll all be eating the food that killed you?
It's possible that I'll want the food so bad, I'll come back for it. Wasn't there a song, was it Finnegan's Wake, about a guy who rises up,
comes
back as the party's so good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's, well, you know what Zero Mostel once said?
No.
Zero Mostel, this is an actual line from Zero Mostel. He said, Romanian Jewish cooking has killed more Jews than Hitler.
That's possible.
And it's if you've ever eaten the stuff, which is mostly, it's about 50% chicken fat.
Right.
Yeah, it would kill you.
Now, all right, Meryl Schindler is with us. He hosts a show on Saturday night all about food. And before you were at this station, you were with KBC for how many years?
That's KBC for 13 years.
13 years.
Been here for 11 years.
All right. Now, I don't know of a pizza place. I was driving home last night, and I wanted to get a pizza after work, and it was 11:30 at night, and nothing's open in the Valley.
11:30. It's 11:30. Yeah,
but 11:30 at night. Wouldn't somebody be smart if in the middle of the Valley or on Ventura Boulevard somewhere, they opened up a 24-hour pizza place where any time at any day you knew they were open, you can get a pizza? And wouldn't that be a smart move?
It would be brilliant. We just don't have a tradition.
But why
isn't just don't.
I mean, why are there 2 million?
I mean, the rest of the city where you're going to go for a pizza late at night.
Well, you can go across from Cantor's. There's a place across the street that's open 24 hours. But when you're in the San Fernando Valley. 2 million people live in the San Fernando Valley. 2 million people.
Right.
It's the size of Houston. It's the seventh largest city, if it were its own city, in America. And there's not one pizza place that's open 24 hours, or at least past midnight.
No.
There's that, what is that place you turned me on to, Wang, at the Mr. Pizza?
Or? No, I go to Pizza Land. On Laurel.
Yeah, that's a good place, but they close at 11 o'clock. Everyone's closing 11
o'clock's
early.
Late.
Yeah, I know, but stay open late for a-holes like me. Guys are working late. You know, Christ almighty.
You know, there's a great pizzeria called Casa Bianca over in Eagle Rock, which is not quite the valley, but it's valley
adjacent. Is it open
late? No, it's not. It's also not open on Sunday and Monday. Makes me crazy. Sunday night, what do you feel like eating?
Right,
you feel like eating a pizza.
Right.
No, they're Sunday and Monday, they're closed. Now, it makes me nuts.
But how expensive is it to make a pizza? Isn't it like a dollar? I mean, with all the ingredients? Couldn't you make a pizza for $2?
Yeah, I mean,
dough, the sauce, the cheese, boom, bang.
Once you got the system going,
it's over.
That's how Domino's, you know, they own the world.
If somebody starts a 24-hour pizza place in the Valley, I'll talk about it every night until the station fires me for doing all the free advertisement, all right?
Or 24-hour anything.
We will mention it all the time. But 24-hour pizza place, if anybody wants to crank one open in the Valley, let us know and we'll talk about it all the time. All right, so Father's Day. Now, what do you recommend in the Valley or on the West Side?
Okay, first, I recommend doing a barbecue at home.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's simple to the point. Do you barbecue?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing my wife tells me I do wrong.
Oh, is that right? No,
I'm
good,
very big on, you know,
I'm good
it's
with
like
the barbecue.
I'm like, I burn everything.
Yeah.
So I like to burn everything.
I'm pretty good with it.
I like it sort of cremated.
Right.
Cremated on the outside. And then, you know, inside it's like nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I barbecue a lot. And, you know, I went to buy a new barbecue at Home Depot because ours is, 4 or 5 years old. And after about 5 years, you need a new one.
Especially when you don't clean it.
Yeah, I do clean it pretty good. But, and I got a cover for it and everything. But I go to Home Depot and I'm looking at the barbecues and they're fairly inexpensive. I think it's like $100, $150, whatever. And I look at it and there's a big sign on it. There's a big letters on it on the front that's permanently there that says for outdoor use only. Like some a-hole is going to be barbecuing in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So now I got to look at that every time I go barbecue because some a-hole barbecued in the bedroom, killed the family, and now I got to read that and pretend I'm not a moron every time.
You know, every time there's a cold winter, you catch a story about some guy in Chicago moved the barbecue into the living room.
Right. It's over.
You know, turned it on and you know everyone was nice and warm and then they were cold.
Good night. All right, 520-9710. You want to talk to Merrill about
food? You know where
I'd
go in the Valley? I'd go to Dr. Hoggly Woggly.
Is that open 24 hours?
No.
No, nothing
is. But it's good for Father's Day.
Is Jerry's open 24 hours?
Yeah.
Jerry's is the only place, right?
No. I don't like Jerry's.
You don't like Jerry's?
I don't like Jerry's. They got an attitude. they don't. I don't. I don't like Jerry's.
Do you ever go to Jerry's?
I've had fights at Jerry's.
Really? Fist fights?
Like saying I can't eat this crap and walking out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why? It's no good?
Yeah, I ordered a sandwich and there was like this, the sandwich was all fat.
Uh-oh.
And I said to the waiter, hey, look at this. You can see through, you know, hold the meat. You can read through this stuff. He said, well, that's what the kitchen made. I said, well, I'm not eating it. Out the door.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So long.
Yeah.
All right.
Just gone.
520-9710.
They make a good chicken soup.
And 888-520-9710. Alan in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Merrill Schindler's with us.
Hey, Alan.
Guys, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I'm looking for... First off, I was wondering, where can you get a good garlic bread?
Oh, you know what? There's a place, Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Thank you. I know the Smokehouse. That place is the S right there, baby.
Yeah, that is
Smokehouse,
the best.
Smokehouse, he's amazing.
Yeah, that's the best garlic toast in the city.
You ever meet the owner?
No, I haven't.
The owner has never worn long pants in his life.
He
wears shorts all year round. He's the funniest guy. He's like, must be in his 70s. He's always there in shorts.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the place to go, dude.
I was wondering if there was anything better than that. I know I'd love that stuff melt in your mouth.
They used to sell their their garlic bread at Gelson's years ago.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
I get it to go.
Smokehouse, yeah.
Yeah, try the smokehouse.
I drive from Northridge, and I just go and pick up about 3 loaves and eat 2 of them on the way home.
Yeah, it is. But,
and it freezes good.
It does freeze good, but it will come back on you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. How about a good fish and chips in the Valley?
H-Salt?
H-Salt?
Is there still H-Salt around?
I don't know. I drive all the way up to Oxnard.
I haven't seen one.
Andre's.
It's still around.
Yeah.
Is it?
On Lancashire and Vineland and Camarillo.
Oh, cool.
You know, you want really good fish and chips, you got to go to the Old King's Head in Santa Monica. The Old King's Head British pub,
that's
and they
great.
Do they do a real fish. They do a better fish and chips than you're going to find in England.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, they do a nice one.
Yeah.
They'll wrap it in a newspaper.
Hey, you know where that place is, Alan?
No, where was it again?
King's Head in Santa Monica.
It's Santa Monica Boulevard and Ocean.
All right. I know Andre's is pretty good up in Oxnard.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you just, you know, drive to San Francisco while you're at it?
Yeah, right.
You want really good fish and chips. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Adam in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
All right, man.
All right.
First time father this year.
Hey, congratulations.
My girlfriend's or wife-to-be is going to be celebrating over here in Fullerton, but I need a place to go for some good grubbing.
Fullerton, okay. Merrill, what do you think?
What you probably want to do is, like, drive over to Newport, head for, like, Fleming Steakhouse. There's a Fleming Steakhouse that is just...
Is that a chain?
Yeah, it's a chain, but it's a good chain.
It is.
This is a fine chain. This is, to me, you know, the great steakhouse, because it feels like a steakhouse. It's got the manly thing about it.
Right.
I don't like to go to steakhouses that don't feel manly.
Right. Yeah, you want a TV going on.
Newport Rib Company, and that was pretty good.
Newport Rib's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But, if you could get the Fleming's, give it a try.
Tom, what streets?
Fleming's is in the Fashion Island.
Oh, okay.
Newport, okay?
Yeah.
Give a call now.
Yeah, call him now because you're going to be shut out. It's already Thursday night. And,
yeah, but remember, Father's Day isn't like Mother's Day.
Yeah, but Fleming's would probably be sold out, don't you think?
Yeah.
Good. I mean, that place is sold out on weekends when there isn't a Father's Day.
You know who Fleming is?
No.
Okay, Paul Fleming is the PF in PF Chang.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's the guy who took Ruth's Chris Steakhouse from New Orleans and spread it across the country. So he knows what he's doing.
PF.
But Fleming is like, Fleming's is, it's good. It's got, you know, I mean, it'll do, you know, the iceberg lettuce with the bacon and the blue cheese on it. Just classic.
You mean like the quarter head of lettuce?
Yeah, old iceberg. I love that.
This is why I don't eat a quarter head of lettuce, because I'd like the lettuce to be washed. And I know if you cut that thing into quarters, that there's a lot of it not being washed.
Yeah, as long as there's no tomatoes on it, you're okay. You don't want no tomatoes.
All right. Meryl Schindler is with us. 520-9710. Todd in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, man.
You, Tim, you need to come back by the restaurant.
Which restaurant?
Lowry's.
Oh, this is Todd from Lowry's. Yeah.
Hey, we love Lowry's.
Yeah.
Well, we need to.
Okay, wait. Todd, are you already sold out at Lowry's?
We have about just under 1,500 people. For Sunday, you're talking about?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, about 1,500 right now.
How many can you fit?
Well, we can do... That's pretty close to being full.
Right.
But we'll still get some folks in, so...
All right. That is a great prime rib. They'll bring it right to the table there. And the waiter staff there are all true professional waiters that don't want to be actors or actresses.
But you know, I was over at your restaurant a couple of weeks ago. You were doing a cocktail tasting.
Yes,
you're doing
absolutely.
A bunch of like retro cocktails. You know what? The old the retros, the old fashions, the stingers, they taste good.
Yeah, they're great.
They're okay. I always thought they were just for old farts. They're nice.
You're gonna get a great meal over there at Lowry's. I was there with Dave Harden a couple weeks ago, and man, it's the best. And, Todd will tell you that there are a lot of people who anticipate a great meal at Lowry's, so they won't eat all day long. And they'll go to Lowry's and load up, and some of them just pass out because...
Todd, I'm curious.
Yes.
I mean, does anyone actually go to Lowry's and not order prime rib? I know there's other stuff on the menu, but are there people who actually order that stuff?
There's about 6% of people come through will get a fish, but... You know, for the most part, it's prime rib.
It just seems like they're missing the point.
Well, I always equate it to going to In-N-Out and asking for a salad. I mean, it kind of just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I got to get out there, buddy.
Well, anytime, both of you. Love to have you down.
All right, man.
We love Lowry's.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, there he goes. Todd, a great guy from Lowry's. He had brought us over food when we did a show over at KCAL, and awfully nice. Came over with his lovely wife, and got something going on there. So ask for Todd when you go to Lowry's, and tell him you heard him on the station.
And remember, there are Lowry's variations. There's the Tam O'Shanter over in Atwater, which is Lowry's.
There's the
and there's the Five Crowns down in Newport.
Plus in Century City, they got a fast food place.
And
the
they
cutlery?
Got that fast food thing, yeah. The Lowry's Carvery, which
Carvery,
is
that's right.
genius, yeah. just genius. For about $10,
I know, it's
you're
cheap
getting
as hell.
You're getting a Lowry's meal. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
yeah, they came up with a good one.
All right, Troy in West L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you,
Conway?
Hey.
Hey, you grew up in Encino. I was wondering if you've been to my dad's restaurant. Can I say the name?
Sure.
Froman's Deli.
Oh, oh, everybody knows Froman's.
Dude, I pass Froman's now, I still consider it a new restaurant because I was I lived in that part of the valley when you guys built it.
Well, there you go. That's my name, Troy Froman. I work in the Santa Monica one now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got one in both parts of town.
Well, we don't own the other one in Encino for 5 years. It's on its fourth owner right now.
Hey, how long has that been around? Been 25 years?
It's been since 78 in the one in Encino.
Jesus Christ, 78.
I was at Froman some years ago. I remember being there. Maybe it was a Sunday dinner, and you were doing like a chicken in a pot.
That's right.
Okay, and the chicken in a pot, it was the size of the table. It must have been a 20-pound chicken. I'd never seen anything like that thing. And
hey,
it was like $10.
You know what's better than a chicken in a pot?
Tell me.
A chick with some pot.
Hey-o.
Hey, anyway, Conway, next time you're in Santa Monica, come by the deli counter. Your sandwich is on me, man.
Ah, thanks, man. You're going to have a lot of guys showing up saying they're me.
I'm the only white guy there.
All right, dude. All right, thanks, buddy. All right, there he goes, everybody.
Hey, everybody wants to feed you, man.
Yes.
Look, no one wants to feed me. I'm like, you know, I feel beaten down here. Hey, I got to come along with you.
Wait a minute. Look at this. Ellie in Northridge, you're on 97.1. Wait a minute, still on hold there. But it looks like there might be a 24-hour pizza place in Northridge. Is that right, Ellie?
No, I live in Northridge.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right, where's this pizza place?
But I drove by it about a year ago. It was on the corner of Sherman Way and DeSoto on the northeast corner.
Wait a minute. Sherman Way, I'm writing this
down. He's writing this down.
Sherman Way.
He's got this pink pen he writes with.
I know. And DeSoto.
On the northeast corner.
You remember what it's called?
I have no idea what it was called, but I drove by around 1:30. You know, they were popping. There was like 8-9 people hanging out up front.
I'm going to check it out, buddy. That is fantastic.
Check
Sherman
it out.
Way and DeSoto.
Hopefully it tastes good, you know?
Hopefully
yeah,
it's still
be
there,
nice.
Because always you got Conway, you know, just driving around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He'll get pulled over cruising.
I will be going there tonight. All right, buddy. Sure. Thank you for calling.
No
All
problem.
Right, there
he
goes. Ellie, man. All right, Gary in Newport Beach on 97.1 Free FM. Meryl Schindler's with us.
How you doing, Meryl? How you
hey,
doing, Jim?
We're good, okay.
Good. I wanted to recommend caller called in about Fullerton restaurants, and I got to tell you, it's better than any 5-star restaurant out there. It's called the Slide Bar.
And what do they do there?
It's owned by the guitarist for a band, Lit. And they just have just the greatest burgers you can buy. They have the greatest pizzas, the greatest, like this Thai noodle thing. I don't know what it's called.
Right.
And then the most unbelievable thing is their dessert called the Whammy Bar. It's like a baked cookie dough, hot fudge, ice cream. The food's unbelievable.
Hey, now, Gary, isn't Lit like a Canadian band?
No, they're from Orange County.
Okay.
All right, here's Lit. Here you go.
Look at that. How do you do that?
Oh, I know Lit.
Look for it.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? Didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me.
All right, Gary, so they own the joint?
Yeah, it's Jeremy, the guitarist, owns Pop-Off is his last name. He owns a percentage or a part of it. And then
Slide
the chef,
Bar.
What's that? Yeah, the Slide Bar in Fullerton, and it's got a huge outdoor patio that gets so packed, even
Excellent.
No matter what time of day it is. It's just unbelievable.
Excellent, dude. All right, well,
hey,
thanks,
man.
For
you got
man.
Me on that one. Great.
All right, so go check it out. It's the Slide Bar. All right, Meryl Schindler is with us. If you're looking for a great meal in Southern California, ask Meryl. This guy's eaten at every restaurant in Southern California, practically. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
And how about Old Spice? You think anybody's going to get Old Spice for
oh,
Father's
yeah.
Day?
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Old Spice.
What's the best Mexican restaurant in the valley?
Used to be a place called La Perilla. I'm not sure if it's still in Tarzana.
What about Las Fuentes? Is that
Las
up
Fuentes
there?
Is real nice. At La Perilla, they made the tortillas right in front of you. I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been to it in a while.
At Chevy's as well. I don't know if they still do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they still do it at Chevy's. It's a good gimmick. A lot of places do that. And you know, you can taste the difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can.
Yeah. I really like that.
I used to like going to Acapulco, but I don't. You know, they used to be all over the place. Now there's like one in Woodland Hills and one in Burbank.
Yeah, there's one down in Torrance. I walked into it the other day and it was bone empty.
Nah, I like bone. That Acapulco.
I don't like empty restaurants. I can't eat in an empty restaurant.
Is that right?
Yeah, I walk in, a restaurant's empty. It's like, okay, something's going on. Everybody else in the world knows what's going on.
Except you.
I haven't gotten the word. And, you know, when a restaurant's empty, it's like in the kitchen. They don't care.
Right.
The server doesn't care. They've just given up. And it's like you go in, they'll bring you some garbage and hope you leave so they can be empty again.
My wife and I and my daughter went to a restaurant the other night. It was Saturday around 4 o'clock. And we order our food. It's one of those places where you order your food and then you sit down and they bring it to you. And the guy says, what's your name? And I look around and I go, we're the only ones here. What's the purpose here, man? There's three of us in the whole restaurant. And the food was terrible, and there's a reason. You know, there's a reason nobody was there.
Yeah.
The food was horrible.
Have you been to a place over in Woodland Hills called U-Wink?
No, I haven't.
You know about U-Wink?
No.
U-Wink is opened by Nolan Bushnell, who's the guy who created Pong and Atari, and he's the guy who created Chuck E. Cheese, your favorite restaurant.
Oh, I love Chuck E. Cheese, yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese. And U-Wink... They've done away with waiters. You got a computer on the table, and you place your order on the computer, and then like someone, you know, a runner brings the food to you.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
But otherwise, you don't have to interact with human beings anymore. And while you're waiting for your food, you could go and play video games and do stuff there.
Yeah, that Chuck E. Cheese has to be a gold mine.
Yeah.
I mean, with these kids and all the you know, the coins and but what a pain in the ass to run that thing with kids all day around.
Except. And there aren't enough, like, there's enough Purell and wash and dries for that place.
I know. I just keep,
it's like,
I just,
you know,
stand
behind
my daughter and keep squirting her in the head with that stuff.
You know that tube, like, up above the kids? You know someone's not going up there and cleaning up the pee and the vomit. You know it's just sitting up there.
All right. All right. Let's talk to Jay in Sherman Oaks. You're on with Merrill Schindler. How are you, dude?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
All right.
I was wondering, you know, I had a roommate who cooked really super good, authentic Persian food. And I live in the Valley, like Sherman Oaks area, Studio City. Do you recommend something in that general area or not too far of a drive?
Are you Persian?
No, I'm not. No. But my roommate was, and he made the best.
You know, I love Persian food, but the best stuff is really in Little Tehran. You got to go over the hill, not too far to Westwood.
Where's that?
And Westwood Boulevard, basically south of Wilshire. There's about a dozen Persian restaurants. And because there's a community there, the community keeps the quality really high. So it's like, you know, if traffic's not bad, that's 15 minutes from Sherman Oaks. And you got the best stuff. Go to a place like Sherazade or go to Shamshiri. You go to Javan, which is over on Santa Monica Boulevard.
You just named like four places.
Merrill knows them all.
Sherazade, you know, like from, you know, the 1001 Tales.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shamshiri, Shamshiri. They're both on... on Westwood, then over on Santa Monica Boulevard near Westwood, there's Javan, J-A-V-A-N.
Okay.
And a little further down, there's Darya, D-A-R-Y-A. And it's, you know, Persian food, it seems so exotic, but when you get down to it, it's like the best rice you've ever had.
Best beef.
And some great stuff on skewers.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
Great seasoned beef.
Yeah, it's just very simple. I mean, they got funny dishes like there's something called tadig.
Right.
Tadig is they burn the rice in the pot, and then they scrape the burned rice out, and that's the dish.
You know, every time I pass, and I've never had this food before, but every time I pass a Vietnamese restaurant, they're always full.
Yeah.
You like Vietnamese food?
Yeah, Vietnamese
food. What is Vietnamese
food? We have the biggest Vietnamese population outside of Vietnam here in Southern California.
Congratulations.
Yeah, mostly down in Westminster.
Right.
And the basic meal...
They're always packed.
The basic meal is something called pho.
Right.
Pho. P-H-O. It's pho.
Pho.
And pho... Pho's a big bowl of soup with noodles and beef. And on the table, they got about a dozen seasonings. And you just start adding stuff to it. And it's like cost you like $5.
Oh yeah,
and it's dinner.
All right,
yeah, that's why it's full,
man. I got to try that.
$5, you know, a big meal.
All right, Merrill Schindler is with us, everybody. If you have a question about where the best food is in Los Angeles, this is the king of all food, Merrill Schindler. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.